Unique weirdos, what up? It's Roxy Blue, big boy. Yo. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. The name is Roxy Blue, but the green makes me go. I scream to the top, where you lick the bottle. I'm down for the bus, taking shots from the bottle. Here I go again. I thought buddy was frontin' when he came up for some win. I told him I'm a fiend when it comes to the best. I can make it rain, oh daddy, don't test me. So, they call me Little Avatar. I make that word their bend when it comes down to this dandy bar. Puts it in your face to make you savor it like candy bars. And if you do it well, I will hand you out a golden star. So, yes, I'm a kinky chick. And when it comes to sexing, I will show you what it is. So get in, make a shoe. I'm classy with my shit. I'll be strapping up twice because I don't want that package. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Green, I become very friendly. Maybe handcuffs. You can be the officer, a better yet a dentist. Money, tattoos, and a whole lot of booze. I'm living life fast, and I'm breaking all the rules. My heart is in the cage, and I threw away the key. My love is past tense, my mask burned to the heat. That get really silly, that a nigga try and clown me. I make his main bitch eat my box like a brownie. I'm spitting like a porn star when it comes out to this show. Follow me on Twitter if you really wanna know. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle. Hey, little daddy, welcome to my show. Little red light is on, but it really means go. I scream to the top when you lick the bottom. I'm down for the buck, taking shots from the bottle.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? You're definitely tuned in to All Barbs Radio with me, your host, Linky Barbs, a.k.a. How's Your High Game. We definitely have our Angel Love's Tweets, a.k.a. Boss Barbs and Brooklyn Black. How y'all doing?
Well, I'm doing all right.
You're doing good. Is Angel with us?
Not as yet.
Okay. So, what's going on with you, Black?
I'm good. You know, had a busy weekend. Did a couple parties. Had a couple meetings. You know, a lot of stuff's a lot to be going on and happening. So I'll be real busy. But I still got time for my ladies.
That's the fact. Me, oh man, just with this medical stuff. It's just been draining me and internship and just me going for some more classes. And I just been busy with that. And today, like, oh, my God, like, my head's been hurting me all day. My head has been killing me, like, straight murder, like, all day. So other than that, I'm all right. Just happy to be on tonight. You should already know I like to always start off my show by...
Wait. Angel's here.
Okay. This is up.
Hey, Angel, what's going on?
Hi, how are you?
Good. What's going on, Angel?
Nothing much.
How was your vacation?
How was my what?
I said, how, did I just really say, how's everything? My head is killing me. And don't laugh, my head is just really killing me. How was your weekend? How was everything?
Oh, it was good. The school interview went well. I'm just waiting on everything to be published so she can send me my copy and I can have all eyes on all barbs.
That is what's up. That's what's up. So maybe shout out to you. Like, I'm so serious. I was just like, I hope everything goes well. And I know you was going to do the damn thing because of who you are. So just shout out to you for that.
Thank you. I mean, you know, I get encouragement from all of you guys. So as long as you guys keep me encouraged, we will always keep doing what we got to do as far as the movement is concerned.
Yeah, I know, but it's just, you know, just like, of course, but just to know that, you know, we support somebody that has so much, you know, drive and ambition that's actually trying to do things, like, it just makes it more exciting. So I know that's exactly why I go hard, because it's just like, you just be amazed, like, what certain people could do, and with certain things, and just the movement alone is just really taking off, like, by itself. It's really, 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 really taken off. So just salute to you.
Thank you, Mama.
You're welcome. I always like to start the show, you know, giving a shout out to the All Barbs movement, the All Barbs Familia, the All Barbs promoters. Definitely people that support All Barbs. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to Evo Monte. Shout out to Stan Spartan, the co-owner of All Barbs. Shout out to Julia Loves You, Yep, I Love It. These are people that go hard. They're the All Barbs execs, and they go hard every single day just to spread the word, spread the message to everybody. So definitely shout out to them. Shout out to Mr. Chris P., one of the promoters, K Continental. Shout out to everybody on the squad and, like I said, in an area that supports Angel. Do you have any shout outs that you want to give?
Yes. First, I want to shout out the whole entire movement. I'm not going to single anybody out today because everybody has been doing a really good job lately, you know, putting in work and actually trying to live out the values of what the movement is about. So this shout out to the whole team. I also want to give a shout out to Artist 12 and at New Level King Tay. These are just a couple of people that will be sponsoring the event on the 29th of September, the showcase that I'm sponsoring. So I just want to shout them out. And I just want to say also shout out to Cash Under PR and at DJ Rain DMV. Those are really hot people in the entertainment industry as far as radio is concerned. I know at DJ Rain DMV actually has a radio show. I think it's like 92.1 or something like that. So I'm just eager to see these people on the 29th. So for all those who don't remember what that is the Artist Networking Showcase that's going to be held in Camp Spring, Maryland, on September 9th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., 56110 Linda Lane. If you need any more additional information, you can at me at Angel Love Sweets and just come out and network. I know a lot of businesses will be there. I know a lot of artists will be there, a lot of local clubs and DJs, all of them will be there. So just come out and network and just, you know, have everything ready. And for all you ladies who are trying to come out, make sure you get your hair done before you come out and go holler at my people at Take Time Full Service Salon. They do everything from precise cuts to princess ball parties. You can call them at 410-663-8963. I'll be getting my hair done there. So if you're sitting here listening to us and feeling back in that kitchen and it's not right, just holler at Take Time Full Service. And that's pretty much it.
That's what's up. It's so funny because you'd be like, yeah, ladies, you need to go get your hair done from there. It's funny. Yeah, seriously, because, you know, that is a really important thing nowadays to, like, you know, your hair doesn't make or break you, but, you know, it's definitely a good look when it looks nice. So, yes, Black, do you have any shout-outs? I know you was busy over the past weekend, so I'm pretty sure you do.
Nah, you know, my shout-outs are always the same. Shout-out to everyone who rocks with the pregame radio movement, the All Bars movement, everyone who just calls in every week, who hits me up on Twitter, and, you know, just shout-out to the people.
That's what it is. All right, y'all know I like to take it to Twitter every now and then, so tweet. And, I mean, I'm curious, because, like, I just have to ask this. This is not what I was going to participate in, but I'm curious. I don't know, have y'all seen, like, hashtag, like, Twerk Olympics on your timeline? Mm-hmm. Like,
yes, I have.
Okay, because I just want to know, like, what is that? Like, is that...
I do believe that there is, hello?
Yeah, since we lost, we having a little bit of time right now. Don't worry about it, ladies and gentlemen. As soon as everything gets squared away, we'll be right back. Just enjoy this track. And hit us up 347-857-4302.
Hey, yeah, hey, boy. Hey, yeah. Hey, yeah, hey, boy. Hey, yeah.
I'm riding around, I'm gaming. Get mine, I spin. I'm riding around no gimme.
I am smoking on exotic. My girl ain't got no stomach. Every time we have sex, she always ask me for a hunter. I ask her, is she working? She ask me, do I want it? I say, when I went to school, bitch, money, what a subject.
I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend 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 it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around my side of town. Boxing gloves, I beat the trial. I had the coke, I had a smile. And I had a coat for every style. Crocodile, the gator type. I'm allergic to the hater type. I take your wife, give her back. 9 months after that, similar to saying mama's baby, daddy maybe. When we had sex, I was in a Mercedes. And I ain't crazy, but if that's my baby, then we gonna have to name that little baby Mercedes. The money that I'm making, I don't see it like I'm blind. I'd rather spend money, baby, I don't spend time. My pockets on full, and so is my gas tank. And all my cars got gas in the ashtray. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend 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 it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it.
Photo ready, my polo out the cleaners. I'm the perfect definition of something you never seen. Maserati Kawasaki, bought my girl a Beamer. The jewelry I got on is matching with the tequila. Patron margaritas, double for my divas. I bring all my guns to work, Gilbert Arenas. Plus I'm killing features, and I'm killing shows. I should have sex in a coffin, cause I'm killing these hoes. Fulfilling these goals, climbing up the ladder. Shoot your ass down, you know I rep Atlanta. I'm riding around stunting, smoking loud in public, talking loud in public. Yeah, my entourage is bucking.
Oh. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend 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 it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it.
Chris Breezy, Chris Mack.
What's on my mind? I had some drinks, thinking about how bad you be. Don't you remember the last time the sex was good? I made you scream. We was really on. I remember the feeling like it was just yesterday. Now I'm up in the city, I'm fucking it up while getting this extra pay. Screaming death to haters and debaters, they wanna discuss me. But I be getting them pesos in that fire head like I'm lucky. Yo, this the shit, yo, it must be. And I love the way that you ride. And I'ma kill that pussy off, yo, it's a homicide.
Till it's late at night and I'm driving over to your crib for some action. And I just can't wait to put it down. I just wanna work you out. Pull up in your driveway. If you keep the door unlocked, I'm coming in, girl. I need to go and up the stairs into the bedroom. I pop a bag, throw petals on the floor. We gon' do it all night. We gon' do it all night. Play. Girl, your body on my heart, up and down. Make me work for it, work for it, baby. I'ma give you the business, and girl, you gon' get it when I start really using my tongue, baby. Yeah, girl, whenever I'm in your city, you know I'ma go by baby. I'ma fuck the city up tonight. I'ma give my love to you, you, you. I'ma fuck the city up.
Boy Monte Carlo 90 checking in, telling y'all to tune in every Tuesday and Thursday 8 to 10 with the lovely Angel and Nikki Bobs on Al Bobs Radio. I'm telling y'all, cause you won't regret it. Like, seriously, I'm telling you, cause you won't forget it and you won't regret it. Tune into Al Bobs Radio Show with Angel, with Nikki Bobs, and you will enjoy. So yeah, go ahead and fuck with them, baby. Yeah, I'm out. Salute. Al Bars all day, baby.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? Definitely tuning in to All Barbers Radio. I hate when my mic fucks up, but yes, we're definitely back with Angel of Peace and Brooklyn Black. Should I say Evil Monte for that drop? I always love it. It always catches me off guard because, you know, first he starts off talking, and the next thing you know, he just busts out singing. So that was definitely creative. Thank you again, Monte. That's what it is. Before my mic got fucked up, I was definitely asking about the Twerk Olympics, and I wanted to know, is that an event that's coming up, or...
Wait, hold up.
What?
Did you just say Twerk Olympics?
I swear to God, I see that on my timeline, like, every day, hashtag, I hope y'all niggas ready for the Twerk Olympics, the Twerkathon. I'm like, what? Really? But, Angel, so, wait, you know about it?
I do. I know that it's an event that at CEO underscore High Life is having. Actually, it's this Friday, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, if you're in Atlanta, you think you can twerk, you need to go check that out and hit him up at CEO underscore High Life.
Yo, that got to be some down south shit.
What you say,
Glenn? I think that's so funny.
Yeah, well, you know, down in Atlanta, a lot of those girls dance like that. So when they did that, you know, he does like a lot of parties and stuff like that. So I mean, I think it's a great thing for a party thing. I'm pretty sure it's gonna be hot.
I think so too. Like as far as a theme, because like you say, you know, a lot of girls down there they dance like that. But it's just funny too because I really thought it was like really something like. You know, I knew the word twerk was before, so I already knew it wasn't that serious. But then like, it's just like, you know, I'm trying to pay attention to the word twerk because it is twerk. And it was like Olympics. I'm like, yo, these bitches are going to really be like, really like twerking for gold medals, like to see who's the best. Like, you know, like how much can you shake your ass? So like, it's funny. I wish I was going to be in Atlanta for that because I would love to see that. But shout out to IC. What is the CEO highlight, right? Shout out to the boss. Yes, but also something else that was like trending on my timeline was hashtag shit I don't like. So if I had to, I did not participate in it. No, I think I did. But. I'm not participating in it right now. So hashtag shit I don't like anybody that complains all the time, like about nothing. Like if you just nag, you complain all the time, like that's the shit that I don't like. Like I really don't like that. Like it does something to my blood. Like it makes my skin crawl. Like just to hear somebody nagging and complaining about, especially if it's not that important or serious. Like that's the shit that I don't like. So. Angel, if you was to participate in the trending topic, what would you say?
That shit I don't like. I don't like when you have exes that are the past try to be relevant again in your future. That's the shit I don't like. Stay back. Stay where I left you. Just stay.
Yeah. Like, I really, that's just shit that I don't like either. Like, stop it, nigga, please. You know what I mean? Like, I definitely feel you. Black, did you participate in that trending topic today?
I didn't, but that shit I don't like is when niggas owe you money and tell you they ain't got it, but they got pictures on Instagram with bottle service and shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit. That's the shit that I don't like either, because what the fuck is my money at, nigga? Don't, let's not play new games. Let's not, because you got to be careful, too, of what club, you know, you owe me money and shit, and you popping my old cousin taking pictures in the club, you better stop before I fucking recognize a couch or something off that bitch and come right down to that establishment and get my shit or embarrass
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I be the shit, right? Niggas at the end of the day, fucking, they got off, they got away. Like, yup. this nigga, I owe this nigga $90, but fuck this shit. I'm about to show out this weekend. I got a bitch that I'm trying to impress, so I'm about to just fucking get light this weekend. Niggas have the bottle up in the club, and then you see in the back of the club, like, the club name. I will fucking come to that club.
Mm-hmm. And if it's in New York, she will probably know exactly where it is, just from, like, the bar.
But the bar itself, exactly. That's the first thing. I'm like, oh, shit, big old amnesia right there. I will come. And that's the first thing. Like, don't do it as the night is going on, too. Like, I'm tight now. Like, I will come to that establishment. Like, are you kidding me? And then take the pictures that you have on Instagram and do the side-by-side pictures when I get there now.
Yeah.
I don't like this, though.
Oh, you know what else I don't like? This shit I don't like. When people who have their kids running around with their hair all nappy, looking like anime, like, that's the shit I don't like. So if that's you and you are listening to All Barbers Radio, I need you to go hit up Red Carpet Hair Salon because they're having a back-to-school hair sale, but it ends on the 31st. Call 410-882-7575 because we don't want to see that shit. I want to send my daughter to school and have your nappy head son sitting beside her. That's that shit I don't like.
I don't like that shit either. And before we get to a caller, like, I just have to tell you something else that I do not like. I do not like when, like, you know, like, when we all, I don't like when people were all together and, you know, everybody was grown, so niggas is hungry and they go and they, you know, go get something to eat. And you might be the one that, you know, may not got it at that time or moment, but if you don't got it, if you're around me, don't act like you do when you don't, because when I purchase my food for you and you be like, you know, no, I'm not hungry, you fucking hungry, but because you don't got it, you know, you should say you're not hungry. And then when we're eating and everything's like, yo, let me get a piece, can I get some? I don't like that shit. Like, for all of that, you could have just been like, yo, can you get this for me, you know, whatever, I'll give it back to you. Because then, you know, let me enjoy my meal. I'd rather cough up extra dough for you to enjoy your food, because I really want to enjoy mine. I don't want to have to spend a certain amount of money on food for you to pick at it with me.
Exactly. Skinny people don't like to share.
No, I mean, and then it's just, but you know what, it'd be like, because it kills me, because, like, it'd be a whole bunch of niggas, like, these niggas, they will, if anything, they got fucking weed, bitch, you hear me, they got weed, so it's like, you smoke all your fucking weed, like, I know you hungry, like, I know you're hungry, but, like, you probably just spent all your life on that, and now you just, like, fuck, like, I'm hungry, but I don't got it, like, don't ask, like, just, I hate that, like, I think that's something that really annoys me, like, can I get some of yours? Like, really, am I supposed to bust this food down in half right now? But,
that's so funny.
Yes. But let me get to a caller, though. Last four digits of your number is 1907. 1907, you're live on air.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? This is on K-Continental. How y'all doing?
Don't know yet. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I just woke up. That's why, yo, I'm fucking tired. But how y'all doing?
I'm late. I'm doing all right. What's going on with you? What's up? If anybody doesn't know, this is one of the All Bar promoters, Kid at K Continental. So shout out to him. Y'all must go follow. If y'all not really following him, y'all need to go follow him. But what's up?
Yeah, I'm trying to get into motions with things because I've been working all damn day and I finally got some sleep and I really overslept. I meant to get up because I had to do a few things, but I overslept and the first thing I come to do is to call y'all and all that. So it's all good. So I'm glad that this is the first thing I do.
Aw, thank you. Angel, do you have anything to say to Mr. King Continental?
Oh, boy.
No, I don't. I'm only nice.
On.
I don't. Thank you for calling in and waking up and just making sure you dial that number before you did anything else.
That's definitely dope. That's a fact. But you called in, of course. You know, like I didn't even get to my topic yet. But I don't know if you participated in the one of the trending topics today on my timeline was hashtag shit I don't like. And if you did participate in the I'm trying to topic today. I want to know what you said, but if you didn't, I want to know now what would you say if you had to say hashtag shit up, shit you don't like?
If I did have to say that, shit I don't like, well, one thing I really don't like is people, you know, when you're sitting down on the bus, like, and people are standing up. Okay, that's one thing if you're standing up and you're standing in front of me, but you gotta give my nuts some room. Like, some people be so damn close, it's like, damn, would you like the seat too? If I had that shit, you might as well sit in my damn lot. Like, that happened today. Some people are just so fucking close. I had to fucking give him like a knee, like, yo, move back, yo. And you just wouldn't give me no fucking space. I hate that shit. Just a little bit. I don't ask for too much space because, you know, the buses be full. But damn, like, when your legs is in between mine and shit, that's a little bit too much, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to ask for some room. And that's that shit I don't like.
Yeah, but you're nuts. Like, I mean, but still in all, like, but think about it, though. If it's like a really crowded bus, you know what I'm saying? Or a train or anything like that, like, young men have to be considerate. Like, y'all going to have to fucking squeeze your balls together for, you know, because no, everybody has to just sit for the time and moment, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I feel like, you know, yeah, when dudes OD, like, I've seen dudes OD, like, they just sit there with their legs so spread apart. Like,
yeah, that's too much. But if I'm trying to make the attempt, you got to make the attempt, too. If I'm trying to, like squeeze together so that way, it'd be more room for all of us. Don't be trying to, like, you know what I'm saying, lean on me. I ain't Morgan Freeman, damn that. You know what I'm saying? So I shit get on my nerves. I'll be trying to, like, you know what I'm saying, that's when I try to spread out after you just, you know, after I give you the hint that you're too close and, too close, I spread out. I'm like, damn that, you know what I'm saying? Might as well. So that's the shit I don't like.
I should say, I mean, I guess a lot of men can relate, I guess, to what you're saying. You know, Black, what you want to say about that? Because I know you're a guy. Do you?
So he's there right there. Shut up about that shit I don't like. If you're sitting on the bus or the train and some dude, he's standing in front of you, and he's standing at an angle, so his shit is all up in your facial area. Yo. And, like, you can't even reach for your phone, and you can't, because if you look straight ahead, you got balls all in your face. So you got to try to find a way to go to the side and slide out at an angle so you don't get no type of penis-to-nose contact. Like, yo, when your face is that close, bud.
Nah, but I want to know, because, like, yeah, but, like, I mean, to me, I'm sorry, like, your balls is not, they're not supposed to be that big, you know what I'm saying? So if you, even if you do, like, close your legs for, like, a minute or whatever, like, is it really hurts?
No, I mean, it's not even that. It could be, your legs could be closed practically, and a person is close
just
to you.
Just pull your balls, like, rub it against your thighs? Is that what it is? Is that what makes you uncomfortable?
No, it's not that. What I'm saying is this. Yeah, if my legs is closed, basically, right, and the person is so close that they're almost practically in my lap, like, come on, I'm trying to close my legs now. Now you're practically in my lap, because that's what happened today, because I had another person sitting next to me, another person sitting next to that person. So it's like, we're all like, you know, we're like, you know, sardines in a can and shit. And this dude is just like, I don't know why he didn't just go between me and the other person and stand there. He's just like eminent on being like where my knees are almost. And it's like, come on, like, move back just a little bit. Like, damn, like, I'm even trying to make the attempt, and I was trying to make the attempt, but he just was going, I don't know, man, he's a little bit too close. If I'm trying to make the attempt, it's too much.
I mean, you know, I think, I guess the men can say that, because I guess, like, I guess I feel, you know, sometimes if you're a female, you know, you're sitting down on a bus. Well, for me, I've experienced this, you know, you're sitting down on a bus or a train, and then, you know, I mean, it happens, like, even though, like, if I see this, you know, I try to always get up. If I see a pregnant person, you know, I come aboard, and if it's any in front of me, like, I tend to, like, you know, ask, like, do you want to have a seat, you know, because they're pregnant and shit like that. But you have some pregnant women that, like, they don't want to sit down because, you know, they might be getting off the next stop, and it might be a little bit more irritating to just have to sit down and then get back up and then go, so they just rather all stand up. But then if they're standing up in front of you, like, all you see in your face is belly. Like,
I'd rather do that than a man. I mean, if it's a woman, a pregnant woman, I mean, I don't mind. I'd be like, you know what? You know,
I guess I'd rather have a guy standing in front of me than a fucking big ass belly. A little junior. Like,
with a female, it's like, I ain't trying to get no style. So even if it was uncomfortable, I won't say nothing. Because you know what they say, if you disrespect the pregnant woman or tell her or something like that, you get a style, and I ain't trying to do that. And my mom taught me that. So, but with a man, that's a man, dude. That's somebody's penis. Be like, come on. Like, that's somebody's nuts. Like, and not only that, some people would just be too close, especially dudes, they just be too close. Like, that's why whenever I get on the bus, I give them room, I step back, and I look down to see if I could look and see the floor in between me and you, I'm good. But if I can't, I got to move back, yo.
Oh, niggas be fucking schooling in this shit on the train. That's funny to me. But shout out to you, K-Continental. Thank you for calling in. You might as well stick around because like, I still have to elaborate on my topic, but I do want to get to another caller before I get into
it. I'll let y'all ladies love talking to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Be good.
Yo, kid, you know we're going to be starting shit on Twitter and Facebook later, so.
Yeah, no doubt.
Whatever. Don't.
Oh, my God. Come on.
Don't. We were almost at 99%, and so he opened his mouth.
Look, I ain't say with y'all, though. I just said with us because that's just what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but then you guys do that, but you guys somehow so end up, like, I be seeing mad tweets come with my timeline, and I'm mentioning, like, what the hell is going on? But whatever, y'all do y'all. I'm about to get some more callers. So, last four digits of your number. Hold on. I can see. That's what this is, like, your number is 4117, 4117. You're live on air.
Yes, this is Griffin. What's good?
Hey, Griffin. Oh, shit. We got Griffin in the building. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I can't complain at all.
That nigga Griffin been in Twitter jail for, like, 4 months.
Yeah, from working.
That's what's up, Angie. You have anything to say to Griffin?
I do. Before I say that, though, I just want to shout out all the people that was, you know, lost on 9/11. You guys know what today is. And my condolences for people and families who are still dealing with their losses. Hi, Griffin.
Yeah,
how are you today?
I'm great.
That's good. Are you voting? Are you going to vote when it's election time?
Definitely voting.
Good. Well, make sure that you follow at @evil_Monty, because he's on a registration drive with @RockTheVote. Or you can just go to www.rockthevote.com. It's important that we all vote so that Barack can stay in office, because I'm not trying to be a slave.
And
okay, because I'm moving to Germany. That's
and on top of that, it's so easy for people to register to vote. Yo, if you guys do anything with the city or state, if you go get food stamps, you can register to vote. If you sign up for unemployment benefits, you can register to vote. Yeah. If you go to see somebody locked up, you can register to vote.
Hell yeah! If you can go visit somebody that's locked up, nigga. You can't. If you can sit there all them hours and get fucking searches, if you was a criminal just to go see somebody that probably's gonna be in there for years to come, like hell yeah, you definitely could go vote. I think so. I agree with that.
Yo, if you can stand in line for the same pair of fucking Jordans that's been selling once a year for the past 15 years, you can go fucking vote.
And not only that, what people need to understand is, you're not really voting for, like, for the generation that's in their, like, 40s and 50s. You're voting for us, for the things that we're going to need, you know, the 20-year-olds and the early 30-year-olds, and then a lot of L kids, you know, that we're going to need when we retire. So it's really important, because I work my ass off. So I'm going to need my pension. I'm going to need my Social Security that I pay every time my checks get cut. That goes into a little box that the government has. You know, those type of things are important. It's important that people who can't afford health insurance get health insurance. Those little things are important. So, you know, school funds for school are very important for those who continue their education and that, you know, rely on student loans or government funding. Those things are very important. So in order for us to keep getting that, we need to vote. You know, stop sitting around bitching about what the white man is doing to you. Get out, vote, get your voice heard. Make sure that you send some contribution money to the Barack Obama campaign. They're taking donations. Like I said, you can hit up @evil_Monty. He has all the information. Let's keep him in in, you know, the office because we need him. Anytime Bill Clinton is riding that coattail, and everybody was in love with Bill Clinton when he was president, we need to keep it up. We need to keep the Democrats in the office.
I definitely do agree. And with that being said, Griffin, I was talking about a little bit what was going on Twitter, what was trending on my timeline. And one of the trending topics was hashtag shit I don't like. So I don't know if you, did you participate in that trending topic today at all?
Yeah, I was overhearing what y'all was talking about. It's kind of crazy. It can be annoying on there sometimes.
Word. But if you had to give us an example of shit you don't like, what are some of the things that you don't like?
Okay, it's funny that you mentioned that because I'm not sure. You said you're going back to school. Mm-hmm. Are you in school at the moment?
I'm going back to school at the current moment, but yeah, so that's why, you know, it's just important to, you know, I guess to get involved with school and voting, because, you know, a lot of things that go on with the whole Congress and all of this, you know, definitely do apply for schooling and funding and grants and everything like that. So, Angel.
Yes. What I said was that what the Republicans are trying to do, they're trying to cut funding for kids who are going to school, you know, like Pell Grants and things of that nature. So it's very, because, you know, Republicans do not believe in that type of thing. They do not believe in public assistance. They do not believe in government funding, you know. So that's why it's very important to keep the Democrats in office so that people who want to continue their education could get the necessary funds, that people who are around our age, when we get to retirement, can have a pension plan, because those are some of the issues that they are negotiating to cut if the Republicans get into the office. So I know Barack Obama is really strong towards that, and a lot of other issues that is going on across America. It's just really important that, you know, he couldn't fix everything that happened in the past in 4 years, but we are a lot further now than we were then before he got into office. So we just need to keep him in office. I'm just encouraging the, you know, a lot of the young people that are 17 turning 18 during election time, it's really important for you guys to vote. Like I said, the early 20s and 30s, you know, because once we vote, you know, that will make a really big difference on the polls, because they're trying to come up with all kinds of reasons why, you know, we can't vote. They're trying to cut the whole thing with, if you don't have a state ID, you can't vote. So it's really important to stay abrupt to what the election process is, watch those congressional speeches, you know, volunteer, donate money to the campaign, just so that, you know, when it's election time, we won't be going backwards for a whole entire 4 years, and the working class won't be struggling, you know, because we can't have funds to send our kids to school, and we don't have pension, and our grandmother's Social Security is now cut off, so we got to pay grandma a dental bill. You know, we don't have to go through all of that, so just get out and vote.
Yes. Hey, shout out to you, Griffin, for calling in. I definitely do want to get to some more callers, so thank you for calling in. And just to let everybody know, if they don't know already, to follow you on Twitter, because you definitely, I know you'll be doing your thing with the beats and everything. And shout out to, what is it, Chop Chop TV. So,
yeah, it's
going to
be on tonight.
It is going to be on tonight. So, I mean, if you want to really quickly share the info with everybody that's tuning in, you can.
Yeah, you can go tonight at 10 o'clock. Definitely going down between 10 o'clock, 10:30, Chop Shot TV, tune in. You can go to DARPAtv.com, look them up. They're definitely on that channel. Check them out. We got videos, everything. Anybody want to get on Chop Shot TV. That's what's popping.
That's what's up. Y'all heard it from Griffin 15. So thank you.
Thank you too, Lil. All
right. Shout out to At Wayne Poetry. Shout out to you, Ma. I see you doing big things. And if everybody had missed last week, she was definitely kicking it with me, and she taught me a trick I really wanted to do it, and every time, like, I sat there and I got all worked up, I felt like, I'm in the mood, I'm in the moment, I'm in the zone, I'm about to go fuck this egg up, like, it just never happened. Y'all know, you know, I'm a mother. And
the egg, sir.
Maddie's always, look at her land, and with Bloody Buddy on the leg, and just all of the different things. I was like, But, Angel, whoa, I just want to put you on really quickly. Because, I know you like to get your whole, your pussy eating and shit like that. I mean, I don't know what girl doesn't, but I know a lot of us like to get creative, too, when that's being done. So, Rain, you know, she's just an all-time, you know, freak sex educator. And she was saying that, you know, she likes to ride niggas' noses. And I was just like, damn, like, you know, Blunt asked, well, how the hell, you know, well, asked him, well, would you let a girl ride your face? And he said, yes, but then I think what you had questions about breathing black. And Rain said, I guess,
if it's not a
beat.
What she's doing, like, she can't just rub ass on her face and I can't breathe. Like, I'm tapping out the air shit now. Like, you got to know what you're doing.
Right, so... You know, so I guess apparently Rain knows how to do it right where then it can still breathe and she can still get off. So I guess the trick was to learn how to ride a nigga's nose professionally, you got to first learn how to ride an egg. So you got to basically sit an egg, I guess, you know, wherever you are, if you're in the bedroom, kitchen perhaps, you know, just take it straight out the refrigerator, nobody's home, and, you know, get a blue towel. And you sit there and you put the egg on the floor and, you know, you have no panties on and you bend down, you squat, you get your seat ever on and you just start rubbing, you know, your pussy up against the egg and I guess your clit, and it's supposed to be stimulation for your clit as well as just the balance. But I want to know, would you ever try something like that?
No, I'm not having sex with my breakfast. I'm not doing that. And I just want to say... That whole egg thing, you know, when you guys say things like that, please do disclaimers. Women over 150 pounds, please don't try that because you're probably going to waste like a whole dozen of eggs.
Wait.
So let's get that said because I know I will probably crack an egg, so I'm just not even going to go there.
That's awful.
You don't hear on All Bars Radio. It's the truth.
Oh, man.
Me personally,
me and Mr. underscore Chris underscore P, we both believe that you gotta go through one of those big 2.5 pack dozen eggs that they sell at Half Mark.
That shit is funny to me.
We think you gotta go through 2.5 dozen eggs.
I wouldn't, but you know, like she said, like, okay, like she said again, like, you know, I guess, like, you know, I guess if you don't know what you're doing, and, you know, you're trying to know your best bet is not to go straight, you know, get a raw egg or whatever, you know, maybe you boil it, put it in the refrigerator, and then, like, come out, so that way, I guess, you know, I mean, I guess the point is of balance, like, the key trick to that is balance, and if you're, so, you know, I wanted to try it, because I thought that, you know, maybe it would be something fun, something different. I want to consider having sex with my breakfast, like, and yes, women, I think you should, you know, due to your weight size, you should be a little bit, you know, is it something that you could try because, you know, of your weight, you know, more lighter women, I think, would be able to.
If your thighs rub together, you should not be riding eggs.
No, and my whole thing is eggs are really high in cholesterol, so I just want to say this one thing. I want to say that remember that on October the 6th, I will be participating in the Prada Walkathon for children with obesity at Stone Mountain Park in Atlanta. So if you have children who eat a bunch of eggs that has caused them to be obese, you can come out and support me.
Wow.
It's supposed to be all about control. Like, it's supposed to be, you know, like you got to learn how to control your body to be able to, you know, like to be agile and flexible. Like, I guess, you know, those were some, like, you know, just the prone to riding an egg. So that way when you go and you get on top of a nigga's face and you have lots of ass and you want him, you know, you're trying to, I guess, rub your, you know, trying to be, you know, everybody has their own different things when it comes to sex. So some people, you know, that stimulates them that they can sit there and rub their clitoris against somebody's nose, like, a good 5 or 6, 7 times that pressure. And before, you know, it builds up and the next thing you know, you just fucking bust a nut all over a nigga's face. But, you know, for those who are into the sex game like that and who, you know, who are very promiscuous or who like to have fun or who just like to, you know, experience and explore new different things, you know, maybe you can try like the egg trick. If not, then okay. I'm pretty sure there's more different tricks in the book. But I definitely do. Wait, I'm just that was just funny. But that means Black is cracking up. Like y'all crazy. Y'all crazy. Everybody, you know, everybody can tell us their own opinion. Angel says she does not believe in fucking her breakfast. I hear that. What? But you don't fuck up some dessert, though. Hey, because I'm saying, Angel, you are not going to fuck your breakfast, but you will fuck up some dessert with the ice cream all over you.
Yeah, that's different. That's different. That's not breakfast.
No, not.
And I'm not. No, 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 no. It is because I'm not fucking the dessert. The dessert is getting eaten off of me, so that's two different things. Those are two different actions.
So if I scramble an egg and put it on your stomach, I can eat it up?
No, I don't think so. That's disgusting.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny. That's funny. But I want to talk about, I wanted to know a couple of about, like, about some of your biggest fears. Like, I was having, like, a conversation with somebody, you know, a really good woman who, you know, she's a woman of God, and she's just living life, you know, like everybody else out here. And, you know, she tries to go by and live by a couple of beliefs and whatnot. And she was just, like, you know, telling me, you know, she's been having, like, a couple of bad dreams and, you know, just things that are going on in her life that make her feel a certain type of way. And, she's, like, really now, like, in her life, her everything is just, like, she's so fearful. She feels like the world we live in today, you know, is just so fearful. You don't even know what's going to happen to you, when it's going to happen to you, which you never do, which you never know. But she's just, like, in today's society, you can't even go to the corner store without having to be, like, okay, am I going to make it out this corner store today? Am I going to be able to go get what I need and come back home? Or on the way to the store, or as I'm in the store, am I going to be held up because somebody's trying to rob the place and possibly you get caught in, you know, crossfire and die because I was at the wrong place at the wrong time? So I want to know, what are some of your biggest fears? You know, like, I know one of mine is, like, to lose my child. I think that's one of my biggest fears, to have to witness the death of my own child. You know, that's just one of my biggest fears. Like, I know nobody wants to bury their own kids or, you know, vice versa, but one of my biggest fears is just losing my child, Angel. I want to know, what are some of your biggest fears? What are some of your fears?
I think one of my biggest fears is the whole scenario with, like, the end of the world type thing. Whatever it may be, just the whole thought of waking up one day and not a damn thing is working, you know, it's really chaotic and it's just really nothing you can do about it. I don't work well under pressure, so.
Black, what would be one of your biggest fears? I guess. I don't know if you heard me,
I'm thinking. I got you. One of my biggest fears would have to be, and it's, I don't know if this makes sense or not, but my biggest fear is that pregame radio would die with me, and I don't want that to happen.
Can you elaborate on that, please?
Like, you know, say after I lived my life and, you know, I passed on. I feel that would be the end of free game radio. You know, like, I want free game radio to keep going. I want it, like, that to be, you know, a legacy. You feel
for
what
to
I'm
be
saying?
Accepted, even if you do pass away, free game radio still lives on. It's still gone. I get what you're saying. Damn, not deep, you know? I know another one of, like, my biggest fears is, like, dying, like, broke and miserable. Like, if I had to die, like, broke, and why me being broke, that was just, like, such a big misery to me, and I was just a miserable bitch, like, all day, so, like, just because I'm broke, I don't got shit, so that's all I got is to be miserable. I think, like, that's just one of my biggest fears, like, to just die very, like, to go out and to be very unhappy, not being able to, you know, express and live life and get to share certain things with certain people before I get to go will probably kill me, because it's like, damn, I really wanted to let this person know how I felt. but then, you know, also don't want to die, like, fucking broke. Like, I have nothing to show for. Like, I've been living on this earth, this planet for so long, and, like, I have nothing, like, you know, like, that's one of, like, my biggest fears, like, for real, for real. Black, do we have any, do we still have the callers in queue?
Shit, yeah, we got 2908.
All right, well, you can bring them on.
All right, 2908, you're live on the air.
I just saw this, Monte.
Hey, what's going on, Monte? How are you?
I just saw. I'm good. I'm just trying to schedule myself out, not stretch myself too thin. I keep jumping into stuff, volunteering and stuff, so.
That's what's good. You know, shout out to you. If everybody doesn't know, that's listening, that's tuning in. Evo Monte, he's one of the All Vibes promoters that we were just talking about, that you guys can hit up if you guys are interested in registering to vote. And I shout out to you for always getting involved and volunteering your services and, you know, just your knowledge and everything that you can to help out certain people with certain things. So I definitely do salute you for that. Angel, do you have anything to say to Mr. Mate?
Yeah, I just was letting everyone know about your voters thing that you have going on. And like Nikki said, is, you know, just to see you guys getting involved in the community is just really, like, it is all I really need. Like, I don't really care if, like, Twitter dies today or tomorrow. As long as you guys get involved in your community, that means a lot to me. And with that being said, for all those who have nothing to do on November the 3rd, come walk with me at the Supporting Blood Cancer for Patients Light the Night Walk being held in the DMV area. Because I know some of you guys know people who have leukemia and things of that nature. So it's very important to come out and walk for them because it could be you.
It definitely can. Monte, I know, like, I was talking about a couple of things before I started talking about my topic, but before I asked you what's one of your biggest fears, what was trending on Twitter today on my timeline was hashtag shit I don't like. So if you want to give an example of something that you don't like, I want to know.
A jealous female. That shit I don't like.
A jealous female.
Yeah,
I heard that that's how you know it's real, though. I heard that that's how you know your relationship is real. If you have, you know, if you have a jealous girlfriend, if you don't, then, like, you need to be worried about your relationship.
Not just to a certain extent. Like, okay, if you're a little jealous, then, yeah, that's cute and everything. But if you're taking it to the next level, and you accusing me of stuff, and you don't want me to talk to females and stuff like that, then nah.
I definitely can dig it. I know I'm pretty sure a lot of men that are tuning in right now, they definitely can agree with what you're saying as far as a jealous female to, I guess, to that extent of jealousy, you know? Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Like, I would hate for a guy to sit there and tell me, you know, like, oh, because you're fucking with me now, like, that's it. You can never have any more male friends. Like, you need to delete all their numbers, let them know that you're a new man, and that is no more, you know, getting up, talking, chilling. Like, that'll be fucked up. Like, but, I can agree with you to a certain extent as well when you say that that's the shit that you don't like. As well as I want to know, what is, like, one of your biggest fears? I know, like, you saw me tweet this the other day, and, I want to know.
One of my biggest fears is, first and most is, like, failure. Like, I don't know. I'm just scared to fail because there's just so many people, like, lying out on me. And it's a lot of people that holding it down for me and just really want for me. And I'm not trying to fail them. Like, I'm trying to be the best father, the best brother, cousin, the best person I can be for everybody. So
I definitely think that, Angel, you know, do you have anything to comment as far as what one of his biggest fears is, failure?
No, I mean, I guess it's a common thing amongst, like, men, because I don't think no real man wants to fail at anything that he does or is planning on to, you know, to do. I don't know. I just say just keep living your dream and just do your best, and that way you just can't fail because you've done your best.
Exactly. Black, do you have anything to elaborate on as far as, like, you know, his biggest fear as far as failure? Was that one of your fears as well, to fail, like not to fail?
Yeah, but see, the thing about failing, you know, if I failed and put effort to it, like, you know what I'm saying, like, I worked hard and it just didn't happen, I'm cool with that. But if I fail and I ain't do shit, that will be what scares me. Because then that means, like, I just lost my passion for shit.
I'm the same way, too. Like, you know, I mean, I can accept, like, you know, if there's certain things that I've tried and I fail at, because, you know, nobody's perfect. So I can accept certain things. I think my biggest thing would be, like, you know, I just the letting down. Like, you know, nobody wants to let somebody down that's rooting for you. Of course, you know, nobody wants to lose a basketball game. Nobody wants to lose a baseball game. Nobody wants to, you know, kind of be the one that says, like, you know, damn, I lost. But I think that's, like, probably a lot of people's fears as well, like, you know, failure. Especially, like you said, like, with men, too. Like, nobody, like you said, you want to be the best father that you can be. I'm pretty sure that's a lot of, you know, real men's intentions when they do have kids, like, to be the best, even though, you know, they got to work with what they got. If they don't have that much money, or if they can't come around to see their child as often as they would like. But, you know, you should still have that mentality, like, I'm just trying to be the best. I don't want to fail. But thank you. Thank you, Monte, for, you know, sharing with us a little bit about you and, you know, what you got going on and one of your biggest fears. So shout out to you.
Shout out to y'all.
You know, you already know, like I always like, you know, give everybody a chance and opportunity to give out some shout outs. So if you have any shout outs that you want to give, you can do so.
I just want to say shout out to my college, Georgia Southern University. Like, I know in Atlanta they having the whole Twerk Olympics, but down here, last week we had UCJ. This Saturday we having the I Want to Twerk 4, so it's just going to be crazy. So shout out to my colleagues.
Shout out to this whole twerk shit. I mean, it got to be a big, no, for real, because, like, you, if it's the Twerk Olympics, it's the Twerkathon, then you have I Want to Twerk 4. Like, I'm just really curious to see how many different ways somebody could twerk. Like, seriously.
I'm about to be tempted to start a twerkathon, a twerker gladiator shit, I don't know, in fucking New York.
We should, because it's just, like, it's heavy. Like, that's all And like, oh my God, like, you don't even understand on my Twitter time, like, for those, like, who live in, a, you know, in Atlanta or the South, and they are playing at parties, like, that's all you see, like, twerk this, twerk something, twerk off, like, niggas had a fucking twerk off not too long ago, like, damn, a whole bunch of ass shaking and hips
moving,
who could pop lock and trap it the best, who could fucking, I don't know. It's gonna be just imagine I just walking into a venue and like that's the theme and just, all you just see is just twerk, like just people going in, they twerking, going to work. That's crazy. But
so do they Baltimore Angels?
You know, I don't know because I don't twerk. I'm a little too old for that, so I wouldn't be able to tell you. The club that I go to is real chill, laid back. So I don't know. I wouldn't be able to tell you.
I'm gonna have to put that on Facebook.
And you don't twerk. You don't wanna. You don't. You, no. You like. you wouldn't wanna. You like. I mean, do you know how to?
You know, I really don't, and I really don't want to. It looks like it's a bunch of extra work for no reason. I'm not trying to sweat, so I'd rather just not.
I'm saying, what if your man likes you to twerk? Like, you know, like, hey,
there's a whole lot of other things I'm sure he'll like rather than me twerking. So we'll just leave that at that.
What if he asked for twerk?
He just better be prepared to get my hair done again because I'm not about to sweat my hair out for all of it. That's a bit much. This is a bit extraness for me. Like, no. The clubs I go to, they don't do that. So.
Shit. I mean, out here in New York, I guess you would text us twerking, but we don't, I guess we don't, call it, like, we wouldn't call it that. Like, you know, if anything, Black Trans Men from Mother, it'll be like more so like grinding or not even grinding, but just like we don't call it twerking though. Like, it's just like, oh, look at her, she's shaking her ass, like she's going stupid. Like, we don't consider it to be twerking though. So like, that it just be funny because like I've actually like, you know, I've seen the twerking, some of the girls, I know what twerking is, I've seen it before, but it's just like, it's just all about shaking your ass and moving your hips and I guess control of the butt cheeks and the rolling and the popping, and I guess that's what it, like, it basically focuses on. Like, you're not really too much moving with your hands, or it's not too much choreography. It's just the same shit as how many different ways can you make your ass clap. That's what it just appears to be. But shout out to everybody that twerks. At one point, like, I was like, oh shit, like, I want somebody to teach me how to do that. Just like how
when you know you lying, because you know you know how to do it. Because I mentioned you and said you were going to teach me how to do it.
Yeah, I know, but I don't consider it twerking, though. Like, I know how to shake my ass. But, like, I guess if you put me up against a girl in the South, somebody from Atlanta, like, she would probably, like, you know, beat me because she probably would have some twerk effects. Like, me, I'm just going to just shake around my game, me, and try to, like, you know, and try to do the damn thing. But twerking, though, like, it goes to different levels, though, Angel, like, because I'm telling you, like, this is only why they have to have a twerking Olympics. Like, somebody's going to win silver, somebody's going to win gold, and somebody's going to win bronze, because I guess it's, like, different levels of twerking. Like, I can move my ass, I can show you how to do that, I can show you how to, you know, make the cheeks and shit, you know, move one, like, I got you. But Black, what I want to know is, like, would you just want to see a bitch stand in front of you and just twerk? Like, would that be some type of entertainment for you?
Like I said, if that's my girl and shit, and, you know, shake ass for me, shit. Strip a little, you know. I mean, I like to see a woman strip a little here and there, you know.
That's funny. That's not funny. But with that being said, like, I definitely do want to go into a commercial break. You definitely tune into All Vibes Radio, where you only hear the most craziest, the most funniest opinions and statements. So definitely call us up, 347-857-4302. I want to know, what are some of your biggest fears? So if you care to share, let me know. And when we go into this commercial break, I want to hear something that's going to make me twerk. Let's see what I can do.
Oh, really?
Really, really, really. So whenever you're ready, let's go.
I got you.
The jiggling baby. Go ahead, baby.
She cool as it, she seems to know just what to do with it. She proud of it, other women gotta really acknowledge it. Cause when she hit that stripper pole, her booty swallow it. So go girl, go get it, go girl, go kill it. See if your girl with my girl, your girl gon' get the business. Then we gon' take a sip of that potion, put some things in motion. We gon' slice her and dice her and bust a bitch wide open. Cause it's freak synonymous tonight in here. You niggas ain't invited here. I got me a girl from the ghetto. Now single that shit like it's jello. Right at me so I can put my name on it. She banging it, trap star, she banging it. She go to work and put all these women to shame with it. And damn, the girl so about it. Yeah, the crown, she got it. She be jiggling so much. She got me digging all of my wallet. I'm like, ooh, the girl deserve it. Man, the body so perfect when she step out in the club. Every single one of you bitches get murdered. So you best come with your A-game. Cause I'm longer than freight train. So, girl, you know better than to be teasing me with that thing. I'll bang out that head, boy, so much you'll make a fat ache. Now jangle till you get a headache. Jingle with your mama, jingle with your sister, like, yeah. Gonna jingle for some ease, jingle with your cousin, jingle with your friends, like, jangle, 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 jangle. Make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it. Jangle, 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 jangle. Make it clap, make it clap, make it clap, make it. That girl hella bad, I wanna pop hella tag. The way that booty propels, it needs a helipad. Oh, a landing strip, ain't no need to panic. Trick, drop that apple bottom right down on my banana clip. I cock it, aim it, and shoot it. So insane how you move it, love it how you drop it like it's hot. Then take a little time off and just cool it, cause it needs some time to breathe. Gonna give it a squeeze, cause them lips, hip size, and even them double D's, baby.
Yes, you're rocking out on All Vibes Radio. Twerk, twerk, twerk. That was definitely a twerk song. That was definitely a twerk song. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in. Shout out to iGlamourCheck81. And we're definitely rocking out with me and Angel and Black. And we were definitely going in on twerking. Yo, y'all have me cracking up via Twitter, yo. I swear to God. Shout out to Irene Poetry. I'm telling you, like, yes, the best practicing in mirrors. Practicing in mirror. And shout out at Chris. You're funny. But I'm telling you, when it comes down to twerking, though, like, I would just really love to just sit there and be amongst that, because I just want to laugh. I just want to just see just, like, just the different shit and maybe even try to go home and practice it myself. But getting back to a topic, well, one of the biggest fears, one of your biggest fears, and another one of my biggest fears is to not be able to fully establish, everybody, I'm young, and I haven't reached certain levels in the sex game yet that I know I still have time to reach, especially with the right person. But one of my biggest fears is, like, not to accomplish a lot of things sexually that I want to try, that I think that is interesting, or just to say, you know, fuck it, I've done it. So, like, that's one of my biggest fears, to just, like, to have a boring sex life. Like, one of my biggest fears is to really have a boring sex life. I really feel like sex plays a big part of a relationship, and it should always be fresh. It should always be interesting, especially when you're dealing with one person and one person only. So that's another one of my biggest fears. Angel, do you have another fear?
No, not really. All my fears are just, like, the whole, I watch a lot of TV, so the whole world ending type thing is pretty much, like, the only thing that I'm afraid of, because anything else, I feel like I can overcome. So, other than, like, me losing my children, like, rather than that, you know, like, no. And even with me losing my children, because I've lost a child once before, I've gotten over that. So, rather than that, I'm just strong enough to deal with a lot of things. It would just be, like, the ultimate, I can't deal with this because it's out of my control type thing, mm-hmm. and then we have a problem. But rather than that, like, I feel like I can maneuver around any kind of situation.
I know, like, I definitely do agree. Like, you're saying, you know, I believe with that, like, you know, anything else, like, it would just be, like, you know, if it's not, I wouldn't consider a lot of things to be fears because, like, a lot of things I can't control, so I definitely do agree. I also want to know, too, like, have you ever been in a situation where you were, like, kind of stuck between, like, have you ever been talking to, like, you know, maybe two people at the same time, and it's because, obviously, the two people got your attention, and have you ever been in a situation where you felt like you can't stop fucking with neither one of the people because, like, in some way, somehow, like, they both, like, purpose you, Andrew?
I've had that situation before, so, yeah, and pretty much what I did was I looked for the flaws, like, I looked for which flaws I could deal with and which ones I couldn't, and it was kind of like an old school paper and pen type thing, and then that was just that.
This shit has happened to me. I'm not elaborate on what how it has affected me, but I'm black. Has that ever been the case for you with two females? Have you ever been, you know, you single and shit? So, you know, you find yourself talking to, like, primarily out of everybody, it's like these two females that you probably could say, saying, like, I, every morning, like, they both saying good morning. I'm both keeping, you know, I'm keeping up conversation with both girls throughout the day. And, like, have you ever came to a conclusion where it's just like, damn, like, both of them, like, both of them really serve me purpose. Like, have you ever been in that situation before?
No.
You know, Blake is born.
I'm saying, let's
call a spade a spade. You know, I'm not no, you know, dashing motherfucker with cool, with great hair, you know what I'm saying? I can't pull up shit like that. You know, I'm a one woman dude when I'm committed, you know what I'm saying? It's like, play the field is play the field, but I can't pull off no shit like that. I gotta be serve me purpose. I'm not a pimp from Kansas City. Can't do no shit like that.
For me, like, it's happened because, like, you know, I've been, you know, talking to a couple of people, and, you know, it'll just be like, you know, like, I mean, how I let people go is, like, yeah, it's a process of elimination. So, yes, I tend to, like, break shit down, especially, like, you know, if I'm dealing with two niggas and one nigga has the upper hand, like, there's no reason for me to talk to the other nigga. But I've been in a situation where it's just, like, I've been talking to two separate people, and it's just, like, I'm feeling both of them, like, the same amount, but they're two different people. You know what I mean? Like, and you have to kind of, if you're going to choose to talk to one person, you got to kind of, I guess, make the right decision or choose wisely because you feel for both people, for both parties. And for me, it's been, like, a very uncomfortable situation to where, like, they both knew about one another. They didn't know who each other were, but they knew, like, okay, like, yeah, I know, like, she's not just talking to me, she's talking to this other dude, and I know vice versa. So they both were trying to prove to me that, no, I'm better than this one, and it just really, to me, like, I can't choose anybody because, like, I really couldn't sit there and say, you know what, I'm gonna rock with you because I felt like, damn, like, I really don't want to hurt this other person's feeling, only because, like, I'm so caught up in that person already, but if I had to choose one, I really couldn't do, and I know one of my friends, she's in a situation like that right now where she's, like, really stressed out because she doesn't know which guy should she be like, you know what, all right, I'm just going to start, and I'm going to start talking to you. And she asked me for my advice all the time, and I just could tell her, like, you know, go with your heart. It works for me. May not work for you, but I've been in a situation like that before, and it's sometimes you feel like, damn, like, I got to like that, but then you just also feel like, I don't want to be the one to hurt anybody's feelings. And that's how I feel. That's how I felt at that time. Like, I don't want to be the one to be like, oh, I broke your heart, or I chose him after all this time. Like, I don't want to waste nobody's time. I don't want anybody to waste my time. So I also wanted to know, too, when it comes down to men and women, you know what I mean, and just decision-making on who they choose, because I always say, like, you could tell a lot about a nigga about, like, just off his chick alone. Like, do you agree with that, Angel? Like, you could tell a lot about a nigga about, like, some of the chicks that he messed with or his current girlfriend or baby mama?
Of course. I mean, a lot of times, you know, people date a certain type, and they date a certain type because of who they are. So, I mean, it's only obvious to not really be nosy or scope it out, but, yeah, scope out the surroundings if all, you know, the females that a guy have dated have been ratchet, you know, and you're classy, you know, not to fuck with him because he's looking for certain behaviors that you're not going to exhibit. So it's kind of like, why even waste your time? Because he's going to get bored, you know, or versus a guy who deals with female that he can control 24/7. If you're a free spirited or an independent type female, you're not going to work because he's going to have those type of tendencies because that's what he's used to doing. And you're not used to that kind of background. So, I mean, it will be obvious for you to do that.
Black, do you believe that you can tell a lot about a female about, like, just some of the dudes that she, you know, decides to, like, associate herself with or, like, by her man or her baby father? Do you believe that?
Hell yeah. Yo, if all she dealt with is cheating-ass, dumb-ass niggas who are in and out of jail, who go upside her head, who... You know what I'm saying? Just don't shoot the family. Hell yeah. That's the shit she like. So when a nice guy come, or regular just good dude, she disregard that shit. Because that's not the shit she like. That's not the shit she's used to.
Like, I had a female tell me when I tweeted that, she's like, how the fuck can you say that? Like, and I'm just like, I mean, if I see a nigga, you know, he's a decent looking nigga, and he's walking around with a bitch that, like, you know what I'm saying, like, if she, like, she doesn't fit him, meaning, like, she looks like, no, like, she just looks like she just doesn't care about her appearance, and she don't want to comb my hair and shit like that, I'm going to look at that nigga like, maybe you're fucking with her because, like, you know, you, like, you probably, like, to me, when I see shit like that, I just look at the nigga like, you're fucked up, like, you know what I'm saying, like, it gotta be love, like, at the end of the day, it has to be love, because you look, it's just the opposite look, just, like, it just looks totally opposite, and I look at niggas, too, like, that have females around them, like, that's always, you know, just out there, and shit like that. I look at those niggas, I'm like, these are the niggas that don't give a fuck, these are whole niggas, like, so they associate with whole females, because I guess that circle was what, like, I guess keeps it going. Like, they all be amongst one another. And, I mean, like, sometimes I feel, though, like, you know, as a female, though, like, even if I, you know, everybody knows me, they know I'm crazy, they know I'm cool and everything like that. When I'm with somebody, you know, I don't want, like, I would hate for me to be dating somebody and people look at me when it comes to him like, oh, they go, like, the fucking freaky-ass radio host, like, or there goes, like, oh, you're fucking with Nikki Vibes. Like, oh, shit. Like, damn, she be saying some crazy shit. She stay flirting with me on Twitter, or she stays just, you know. I would hate for that assumption when it comes down to me dealing with somebody, you know. And I feel like a lot of times, too, when you're dealing with somebody of a certain status, like, you gotta only accept, like, the prejudgment. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, like, this past weekend, you know, like, I just want to know, Black, you know, do you believe in, like, when a female, when she's, you know, when she, you know, portrays a certain type of character or personality, you know, do you feel like, you know, she can be the one to mix, like, her personal life with her, like, her business? Like, for instance, like, do you believe, like, a female who does, like, magazines, she's a pinup model, and she, you know, she's a sexy model, adult model, not porn star status, but, you know, she's eye candy. Do you think it's hard for her to be able to keep up her profile, like, her pictures, to post her pictures, but then also, like, have, like, pictures of her and her family? Like, do you think, like, it'll be, like, a kind of, like, a cross mix if a video vixen was to try to, like, you know, have a photo blog with herself and still, you know, post her pictures that are upcoming or pictures that she's done, and then, like, still try to, like, implement her family, that she's a family woman?
Well, the fact that she is, because let's be honest, a lot of these they do it now anyway. Like, they'll have pictures of the photo.
Would you look at her?
You see the next picture then with her brother or her mom, her kids, whatever. So they do it now, and hey, if that's what they do to pay the bills and that's how they want to showcase
in your life, then by all means, knock yourself out.
But would you look at her and be like, would you look at her and be like, this bitch is out here half naked, but then yet, like, she's showing pictures of her and her chick together.
That's what she do. Who am I to judge for what she do? If she poses a thong bikini, bent over a bicycle to pay her bills, yo, that's what she do. More power to her.
Angel, how do you feel about that? Like, do you think that women that decide to take on, certain professions and, you know, in today's world society that they can't, because of certain professions, like, they can't implement, like, their personal life with it as well, like, I guess depending on what they do?
I think that, you know, being a woman, sometimes you have to separate the two. For example, I know it was some examples that you gave with, like, strippers and exotic dancers, things of that nature. You don't want, if that's what you do for a living, if you're, you know, Nikki Barbs, the crazy, you know, sexual host, if that's what your livelihood is, you shouldn't mix your family in the middle of that, because at the end of the day, you're always going to have a spectator. You're always going to have a person who doesn't, you know, have your best interest at hand, and you should not allow your family to be an easy open target. Yes, I know people do it every day. I know for myself, and I can speak on your behalf, we don't do it that often. Just because your private life should be exactly what it is, your private life. What you do as far as business or entertainment or how you make your money, you know, those type of things should be separated, just because you don't need that type of cloutment in what you got going on and how you make your money. And family is really a thing that can tick people off and turn things into something that it really shouldn't be. And don't give your haters, you know, that type of ammunition. So I've seen it happen, but for a woman who has those type of things to make their money or however they want to portray themselves, you know, they just shouldn't mingle the two, period.
Nikki, you there?
I'm here. I'm sorry. I definitely do agree with what you said. You know, I believe in separating the two. I have learned to do that, because at one point, you know, I felt like, you know, everybody knows I'm a mother. You know, a lot of people, they know who Mamani Diva is. They know how she looks, you know, especially if you haven't seen her before for yourself in person. And, you know, I have posted a couple of pictures of her. But, you know, just like you said, like, certain things you just got to keep, because I wouldn't want some of the things that I say to have an effect on my daughter. You know what I mean? Or when she gets a certain age, it's just like, damn, like, your mother used to say shit like that, or your mother used to do shit like that. Even though I'm grown, I do what I do, but I know a lot of women, they feel restricted. They feel like they can't be themselves because they do play, you know, they do play a role, or they do play a character on their off time, whether it be to make their money, or whether it's just an, I guess, an alter ego that they have. Like, it's really them, but it's just a side of them that they can't show to everybody, so they do it on an off note. And they feel like, you know, damn, like, because, like, I've been in this magazine and I've posed, you know, damn near, I guess, half naked, but you couldn't see anything but just, like, curves and everything like that. Like, I can't, in the mix of my little, like, photo blog, I can't even have a picture of me just hanging out with my daughter, because it just won't look right. It really just won't look right. And, like, you know, you have the guys that, you know, have kids with women that are in that type of entertainment industry, or they, you know, they have kids with women that may strip. And of course, you know, nobody wants to have the kid look like, you know, oh, your mother's this and your mother's that, or your father's this, your father's that. So they try to keep their personal life out of it. But it's just like, how much of it can you hide from your kid? Like, how much can you really hide from your kid? And I mean, to me, sometimes too, you know, with certain, especially if you're a female, you're raising a female. I'm pretty sure before you wanted your daughter to, you know, I guess come across a spread or an issue in a magazine on her own, I'm pretty sure you probably would want to explain that, like, that part of you. Like, Angel, would you not explain that part of you to your child when they reach a certain age before they got to find out on their own?
Again, you know, like I said, those two things need to be separated. But as far as the home environment is concerned, yes, I would make that aware to my child, but you have to understand that every child is different. Every child is going to interpret what you're saying to them differently. So as a mother, you have to be prepared for whatever comes after that. And going into those kind of industries, you know, if you decide to have kids, you know, that's just something you have to deal with. And that would be my only issue. My issue wouldn't be what outside people have to say, because at the end of the day, you're always going to have someone outside. But it will be what, you know, how my child is viewed, or the life that my child has to live, you know, because of the things that I do. And then as a mother, you just have to make a choice. It's just as easy as that. You just have to make a choice. You have to live with it. And I mean, that's pretty much how I feel about that.
I definitely do agree, you know. I definitely do agree. It should be separate. But if there's a case where, you know, you had to kind of explain to your kids about what you do, you know, because, you know, I have a female friend who's a dancer, you know, and she's a beautiful person inside and out. And, you know, that's just one of the ways that she makes a living. She survives, and she's able to take care of her responsibilities as far as provide for her child and herself, but she strips. Like, that's her main job. And, you know, she's like, damn, I don't know, you know, my daughter always, you know, Zuri now is a certain age, and she's like, you know, at a certain time of night, whenever it starts to get dark, you know, she's always getting rushed to bed, or she has to go to this person's house because she knows that her mother has to work at night. And every time, you know, she asks her mom, like, okay, well, you work at night, well, what do you do? You know, where's your job? Like, where do you work? How come I can never go to your job? And she's just like, she doesn't know what to say. She doesn't know if she should keep it real with her daughter and say, okay, well, you know what? I work, you know, in a club, you know, work for older people or whatever, or she doesn't know if she should lie and say that she does something, like she works at an office overnight, just with the simple fact that she knows that what she does isn't very, you know, role model-ish, but she's like, I get frustrated because, like, I'm a good person and I do this because this is how I survive right now, and I said that's the only way she can survive because she's very intelligent, but she just really doesn't know, like, she's just really trying to, you know, I guess it's kind of hard for her to deal with her being a stripper and then still having a normal life and still, I guess, building a relationship with her kid, because her kid's father, he plays on it, like, he'll tell guys in the street, like, oh, if you ever go to this club, like, you might run into my baby mama, and if you see her, make sure, and if she gives you a lot of things, make sure you tip her extra, because, you know, that goes to my kid's mouth. And I think that's very, 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 you know, degrading to say, to have, like, to promote, I guess, your friends, or encourage your friends to go to the spot where you know your baby mother dances at, and to let them know, like, yo, if you get a lap dance from her, make sure you tip her because she's good at what she does. But also, too, you know, that extra money that you give her, like, that's kind of covering my child. I know her snack for the week, so make sure you do that. Like, what do you have to say about guys who say shit like that, Angel?
Angel has issues.
Huh?
Andrew, you good?
Oh, did you ask me a question, Nikki?
Yeah, I did. I said, what do you have to say about the men who know that they're, you know, whether it be like their girlfriend or their baby mother, you know, like they you know, they example a stripper. Like, what do you have to say about the men who encourage that, though? Like, they encourage her to get up on the pole and to do what she do, but know that, like, that's the mother of his child, or encourage, you know, like, some of his dudes, like, yo, if you go in a strip club, you might as well go to a strip club where my baby mother is at, because, like, you know, if you see her dancing, like, you know, throw an extra $20 because, you know, we got a kid to, we got a kid that we trying out here to provide for. How do you feel about niggas that are open with their baby mother and their girlfriends, like, doing things of that nature?
I feel like that, you know, you really can't judge a person's situation, so I really can't speak too much on why he's okay with that. But for a guy to be down for his female under any circumstances, he's a stand-up nigga, unless he's, you know, doing it to pimp her per se or whatever. That's a whole nother scenario. But if it's just something that he's doing because it may just be that that's what she likes to do, that may be something that she enjoys because it's a fast money, she'd rather not work as hard on a 9-to-5. And if he's going to support her, you know, and protect her from whatever that he needs to protect her from, I think he's a stand-up guy, because not too many guys are going to do that.
I felt like I know a guy who felt like, yo, like, I don't see nothing wrong with that. Like, I think, like, I would encourage my girl to, you know, if she had a certain type of body, like, I would encourage her to, you know, do certain type of, you know, to do certain type of modeling. I would encourage my girl to, if she had a lot of ass and she knew how to whine and dance, like, I would encourage her to get up on a pole and to make that money. Like, me as her man, like, I don't have a problem with that. And, I mean, if that's the type of relationship that you have with, you know, your significant other, whether it be, even if it's vice versa, you know, your man has a big ass dick and, you know, he likes to dance and he could whine and do all types of tricks in the bedroom, but yet, you know, he has a leeway where he can do that on stage and get paid for it. I pray for those relationships because, like, I feel like you encourage that, but then it's, like, it's going to, like, as far as a stripper, you know, and your man can be going with you every night to these clubs, and that's your man, and, you know, you working. But just, I guess, like, me, I would hate to see another man, like, touch my girl's ass or smack it or fucking take a dollar and play with her G-string. Like, I would hate to see that. It would be hard for me to swallow, even though I know her mind frame is like, this is what I have to do to get this money. But I would just, like, you know, I wouldn't want to be around it, or I wouldn't really want to know. Like, if you have to ask me if I had to agree with that, like, I probably couldn't be in a relationship with a stripper just off the simple fact that a lot of people touch you in places where I'm only supposed to be touching you. But if that's how you make your money, like, I'm not judgmental. I just wouldn't probably want to be around it. Or, you know, that's just me. Black, could you date a stripper?
Could I date a stripper?
Yeah.
Probably not, but I haven't been put in the situation yet, so I couldn't give you an answer.
I mean, like, could you accept the fact that you're, you know, I know you don't have any kids, but to say, like, if you did have a kid with somebody, like, could you accept the fact that the mother of your child was stripping or, you know, prostituting, not prostituting, but, like, basically a call girl or whatever? Could you accept that?
Like I said, I haven't looked, but I just, general conversation, like I said, probably not.
I can't do it. I don't think, Angel, could you picture yourself with a male stripper?
I know for me, it would be really hard for me to see the person that I'm dating exposed to, you know, exposed like that. But again, if he's bringing home, like, really good money, you know, from it, I'm just going to be sitting there with them, watching them whole throw dollars. Like, I mean, I just be being honest. You know, for some people, they make really good money doing that. And I know for a fact that a lot of the clubs have restrictions. So it would just be one of those things where, you know, we would have to compromise on the location. But if it's just no, like, extra behind the black wall type things going on, then I don't see why not, especially if he's making more than I'm making in one night, why would I not support him when all the money is going to go to me anyway? Like, that would be, like, dumb and naive of me to do that.
I mean, yes, I mean, I would say the same thing too, but, you know, it's just, like, with certain people, it's the principle of things, like, how can you, like, you know what I'm saying, like, how can you, like, let all these other females, like, I mean, it's not how can you let, it's satisfied. Like, you know, you're secure with it, but it's just like, seeing him, like, every night, like, or every weekend, like, just every bitch in the world, like, that comes out to see you, like, gets to fucking touch on the shit that goes either in my mouth, in my ass, in my vagina. Like, they get to really, like, feel that. They get to fucking feel your shit jump because, you know, I guess you're trying to make some money. Like, I can sit back and deal, but it'll just be really tough for me to swallow. So, like, shout out to the strippers. Like, I love them. Like, they do what they do. For me, it's entertainment. Like, I don't knock anybody's hustle. I support a nigga that's fucking every winter buys the best shovels because he knows, like, when it storms and a lot of people don't like to shovel their shit, he comes out and he does it. He makes money. I support somebody that fucking goes out there and cuts grass during the summertime because they know that's one way. You know, not everybody wants to sit there and pay somebody a whole bunch of money to cut their grass and make their shit easier. You know, maybe somebody in the hood that got that power lawnmower might just be interested in doing that just because they know that they got the good tools and they could do it and they can make a little bit of money. Like, I support all houses, especially if it's benefiting you. But when it comes down to, like, me saying, like, this is my man and y'all probably know him, a.k.a. Thunderbolts, I don't know. Like, it would just be kind of hard for me to swallow. But with that being said, I definitely do want to get to another commercial break before we do get out of here. And, again, you're rocking out on All Barbs Radio with the lovely, lovely Southern Belle at Angela Tweets, and we definitely got New York's finest Brooklyn Black holding us down. And, of course, you know, still on me at How's Your Head Game, a.k.a. Nikki Barb. So, Black, whenever you are ready, let's go into another commercial break before we say our goodbyes.
Another one.
DJ Khaled!
Working all winter, shining all summer. I ain't no beginner, you scared to take it to the head.
Yeah, yeah. Don't think about it, be about it, don't get scared to take it to the head.
Yeah, yeah.
Girl, you fly, but if I tell you, then you might take it to the head.
Reputation for G's, that's the role of a boss. So amazing to see black baguettes on my watch. She say love is for free, just expensive to shop. But it's nothing to me, that extends from my block. I got a lot of figures, yeah, I'm a father figure. Me, she know a lot of niggas, don't know a how to nigga. I come to the winner's circle, a lot of men will hurt you. But I'm here to nurture, I wanna take you further. She got all them purses. I say in my verses, why that fella hurt me is in barely special surface. She know I'm perfect, as I peel the curtains, I always make her nervous. This record's perfect.
Yeah, yeah. Don't think about it, be about it, don't get scared to take it to the head.
Nothing. Big fat nigga, all that huffing and puffing. Take me shopping in France, and he pay in advance. He got big balls, ran a play in his pants. Ran away with his money, just to chill on the island. All my bitches are sailing, beaches and eating Italian. This is real shit, real shit. On the real nigga, fucking with a real bitch. I ride for him, DMV. Stamina. CMB competition. I don't see a need.
Don't think about it, be about it. Don't be scared and take it to the head.
Jason. I'm killing them hoes like Jason. Got that pussy like medication to patients. Got my eyes closed like Agent Persuasion. Fuck with me, baby. It's tilt you, baby. Bust a nut, smoke a blunt, now I'm rejuvenated. With all that pink on, bitch, I'm King Kong. I eat her ice cream, she eat my ice cream cone. Pop a pill and pop that pussy. I bet you soon she make her throw away that silver bullet. Yeah. And she kissed me on my neck. And she kissed me on my chest. And then she
radio with me, your host, Nikki Vibes, aka How's Your Head Game. You need to go fucking follow me. And as well as Angel Love Sweets, aka Boss Bob's Running Shit. And we definitely have our Brooklyn Black from Pregame Radio holding it down with us. Yes, yes, yes. Yo, my Twitter is so hilarious to me. Shout out to everybody that's fucking rocking out and tweeting me. Shout out to, shout out to at It's Yours Daddy, who says that Angel, my co-host, is definitely on point with the things that she's saying. So shout out to her for fucking with Angel. Shout out to at Hugo Boss 2340. Also shout out to, damn, Twitter names are, y'all Twitter names be crazy. J Hall Little Smokes with Mazzy's. I see you. I definitely thank you. Salute to you as well. Yes, we definitely, wait, hold on. Shout out to I Stand Spartan. Sit down. You have some no, wait. What makes, I want to know, Stan Spartan, What makes you even think that you got what it takes to be a male stripper? Like, I believe all male strippers have to have a certain type of personality, and I don't think that fits you though. Like, I could see you like being a bouncer at a strip joint, like, you know, a female strip club. But I would say, Spartan, I love you to death.
Why are you going to strip and get that like that though?
What? I mean, what the fuck you mean? I'm pretty sure if I said I want to be a stripper, it's going to be somebody that's going to be like, no, bitch.
Mm-mm.
He tweeted it to me. So if it was a tweet, I mean, it's not that private because once I retweeted, that's like getting retweeted to over how many people that follow me? I mean, it's not a big deal. Like, oh my gosh, I'm talking to him right now. That's it. But shout out to everybody that do strip though. When I look at stripper, like I look for a specific type. Like I just don't want to see like everybody. You know, and you have the females that think like, oh, because they have a little bit of butt and shit like that, or titties or whatever. Like, yes, like I can strip. Like, no, you can't. You have to have a really tight body, male or female. And a lot of times, too, like, with the males, like, you got to have, like, don't come up there swinging your 11-inch cock in my face, but you have, you don't have no type of pecs or no type of packs or anything like that. Like, it's not going to be very amusing to me. But I believe, you know, all strippers, like, they have a, they strip for a reason, like, because they got it. So I don't think certain people, like, you know, I think, Angel, wouldn't you tell your friend, like, I don't think that you should strip, like, I don't think that that's for you, wouldn't you keep it real?
I would be like, boom, let's go fill out some job applications online real quick.
okay? Let me, like, how about you just pass me a resume? Well, I got you, because...
Exactly.
I can't, no, it's just, seriously, though, like, when I, like, it's certain dudes that, like, I know that I was, like, being, like, this nigga will make a good ship or something, like, you know, just off his body frame, maybe, you know, his character, maybe he's not, you know, he's not shy, and he's very outgoing, so, like, it wouldn't be nothing, it would be pure entertainment to see him live, like, going crazy, or, you know, vice versa for a female, but I'm gonna tell my niggas, like, especially if they express to me what they want to do in life, like, you know, and it's only my opinion, like, so he can say, fuck what you saying, and fuck it, and go right down to the nearest club, be like, listen, you got space for me tonight? And do the damn thing. It's not funny. It's not funny. But I'm just saying, you know, black, because I couldn't see you as a stripper. Black, I would fucking boycott if you was a stripper. I would go to that venue, and I'd be like, you're making the biggest mistake of your whole entire life.
Whoa, I don't think you such a
thing. Because, like, you just don't fit the stripper thing. Like, that's not you. That's not you. I wouldn't take it serious. And then, like, you know, like, you know, you more nonchalant to things. You know, you're not, if you haven't tried it already, or if it doesn't look like it'll require a lot of, you know, multitasking, like, you're not with it. You look how many things you haven't done yet that you don't want to do just off the simple fact, like, because that's not you. So for you to be a stripper, like, I could never see that.
Go. You know what I'm saying? Far and trying to be a Chippendales nigga to me fucking like, when did this happen? I wish I would not do such a thing.
Like, it's just something that I was just saying because it caught my attention because I was refreshing my timeline and it just happened to come across. And I was just like, it wouldn't be right if I didn't say it. Like, it just wouldn't be right. It wouldn't be right.
Oh,
and
I'll say, keep it real with the homie. Like, if you tweeted it, shit, you could have at least tweeted it back. But you just, like, put him on Press Street on air and shit.
It's not that serious, though. Like, I think the more we talk about it, it just makes it more, like, frenchy. Don't you agree, Angel?
Yeah. Oh, God. That just shit is fun to me. Like, no, I wouldn't. I'll be right there with Nikki said, black. Don't do that to yourself.
That's what I'm saying. Like, for he had, like, black, like, I'm just, like, just, well, I want to know, like, some of the things that you would say. You know, some strippers, like, okay, for instance, like, it'd be more likely, like, if I said, like, oh, I wanted to be a stripper, or I want to strip, or I'm stripping, like, I'm pretty sure y'all probably be like, oh, you know, it wouldn't be nothing new. It wouldn't look like, you know, just off the simple fact, you know, my abbeys, and, you know, I'm comfortable in my own skin, and I have personality. But, like, you know, so I might go up on stage, I might talk some shit because I know I'm Nikki Barbs and I'm about to fucking pop, lock, and drop it. And I'm about to, like, you know, niggas talk to bitches as they do what they do for them. Like, just you, though, like, you being in the male. And I think, like, the males are more, like, interactive when they're putting on shows than the females. So, you know, they come around, they pick up women, they go to say, I just could not see you doing those things. Like,
I can see Black getting really irritated really fast. Like, bitch, what the fuck you doing, dollar? Where the rest of your money at? Like, I would pay to watch that. Like, that would just frighten me so funny.
Is it a fucking leather G-string, though? Like, a leather black G-string. Black, I cannot see, like, if you were to be like, oh, I want to be a contractor or an architect. I can see that. Like, I can really see that. I'm just saying, because I'm pretty sure if I said I want to be a stripper, you probably be like, oh, I knew that was coming. You know what I mean? Like, and these are things that I have to expect, but, like, I just would not expect to walk into a strip club and then to have you, like, greet my table, like,
if you was a stripper, what would your stripper name be, though? I'm curious.
Black, what would your stripper name be? I guess it would be black.
Black, you're not going to entertain us? That's wrong.
No.
That's rude. Like, that's really rude. Like, come on, I just want to know, like, I just want to know if I get that call from Nikki, like, yo, I got to take you somewhere. I know who to look for. Like, that's all I want to know. What would you pick your stripper name to be?
What? Yo. How is this?
Can I tell you guys? I have a couple. One of my stripper names would be, I think one of them would be Tishalicious. One of them would be, I think my stripper name, How's It Hagin, will be my fucking stripper name. Fuck it. Angel, what would your stripper name be if you were to even go down that profession?
I guess maybe Chameleon, like something like that.
Now introducing Chameleon. Like,
exactly, because you would not know what the fuck to expect. Like, okay, with the stripper name, like, How's Your Head Game? You're going to be like, okay, all right. But, like, yeah, like, okay, well, with a name like Chameleon or something like that, you'd be like, what is bitch about to come out here and do? And I come out and do my damn thing. Like, oh, I see why she's called Chameleon.
What's Chameleon?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Black.
I'd like to bring it to him, too. Black. I said my stripper name. What would your stripper name be?
Yo, I wouldn't have no stripper name because I ain't stripping, you know?
Nigga, if times got hard for you, though, and you had to, like, it was either that or nothing, like, and you was like, fuck it, you know, you're not going to go out like that, you know, I must have tried this shit before anything, and you do, and these niggas like, all right, well, you know, you're hired, but what are we introducing you as, like, what's your name, what's your stage name, like, what would it be?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, sir.
I got one for you, Black. Black, what was like? But B L A C K X X X.
No. I would name Black. I would say that the name that I would think would fit you would just be like, would be like Black Thunder. You know what I mean? Like, something like, nigga, everybody has sexy chocolate, sexy this, sexy that. Like, I think that you would be something like, you know, like, Black Thunder.
Midnight Lover.
Oh, shit, we got Midnight Lover coming to the stage. And, you know, like, that sounds more like, an exotic name, like a fantasy name or something that's going to get you to be like, ooh. I wonder what type of, like, Midnight Loving, like, you know?
Yeah, you need to come out with the glowing, what's that stuff called, that glow-in-the-dark shit that they put on? That'll be hot.
And then, like, I think to top it all off, you should wear, like, a top hat.
Yeah, and a bow tie.
And a bow fucking tie. Mad tight on your neck like a choker.
Yes.
I'm telling you, Black, like, if you know, if you was to ever, like, you know, I'm just saying, like, it comes to time of playing everybody first where they gotta, like, they think about doing things that they know that, you know, that they shouldn't be doing, but, you know, due to certain circumstances. So I feel like if that's the case, like, you should really take into consideration, like, either Black XXX, or she can even have, like the C be, like, backwards or something. You know what I mean? Like, to showcase just the originalness of it.
We got it all planned out for you, but you don't even have to think twice about it. It's
exactly. I love Black Thunder.
Black Thunder.
We have come to the closing of our show, and definitely next week's show is going to be popping because I have a couple of guests that are going to be coming on and sharing some things. I even have somebody that's going to be coming on and sharing some of their comedy skits with us. Like, they're definitely in the, you know, comedic feels, and they're definitely hilarious, and it's like, we'll have you peeing on yourself. So definitely check us out next week. And plus, like, I have a lot of music that people have sent me that I'll be spinning. So if you want to hear your shit, you know you got to tune in. And like I always say, don't give a fuck about what nobody has to say about you and what you got going on. If you know what you're doing is benefiting you and yours and it's not hurting anybody, do you, boo. Do you. And keep hope alive. And yes, like, you know, today was on 11th, and my condolences, you know, and just keeping everybody in my prayers. And good night.
Like I always say, keep the squares out your circle, get involved, go out and vote, and just rock out with us on Thursday. Mwah.
And I just want to say, ladies and gentlemen, don't let Nikki and Angel pick out your stripper name.
Black Thunder.
Go to your fool, rap you too, ladies, go forth for the scare, protect this clam, arrive alive. Don't drink and drive.
And make sure y'all just yeah, just keep, you know, in mind in the near future.
Robin becomes president, he's gonna abolish Martin Luther King Day. Just something to think about.
Black Thunder.
Black Thunder, Midnight Lover. Midnight fucking lover.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Initiating shutdown sequence.